وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the concept of mankind in the Holy Quran and the necessary elements for the journey towards perfection for this being. And we said two main elements of this perfection journey is the faith and the righteous act. And talking about the righteous act, we talked about different dimensions of the righteous act, and we said one of the main dimensions is the intention. Intention is the main dimension through which we can understand the value of a given act. And this, in Quran, there are two words for it. Generally, ikhlas, purification of the act, or purity of the act, and then we have riya, which is the word. In Quran, it has been mentioned, I think, 5 times. And it means ostentation or show off. When somebody does something, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but just for people to see him doing that. And also ikhlas is something repeatedly talked about in the Holy Quran and mukhlasin. Something repeatedly talked about in the Holy Quran and mukhlasin, those who have ikhlas, those who have pure intentions. For example, the verse that we recite, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتِ الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. In Surah Al-Bayyinah, it says that they have not been ordered or commanded to do anything but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They purify the religion. They do something only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. Say that I have been commanded to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ, while my intention in this worship is only for His sake, not for the sake of others seeing me or judging me or anything else. Or there is another verse that the shaitan says that I will deviate them, all of them. I bring them into deviation, and he means the children of Adam. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Only those who have been purified, I do not have any control over them. I do not have any way to take them to deviation or make them astray. And another verse which says, Subhanallah amma yasifun. People who talk about God, God is far, far away from their description. Now you see people talk about God in every situation, both in, I don't know, universities, here, there. Both the laity, I mean those people who are uneducated, educated, they talk about God in different ways. But Quran says, Subhanallah amma yasifun. God is far, far away from their description. إِلَّا عَبَدَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Only the description of those who have been purified. مُخْلَصِينَ. There is a difference between مُخْلَصِينَ and مُخْلَصِينَ. مُخْلَصِينَ means those who purify themselves. مُخْلَصِينَ means those who have been purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So only those who have been purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the theology of Imamiyah, we believe مُخْلَصِينَ are infallibles. Those who have been protected against sins by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. But this is something that happens as the result of these people themselves. It's not something that Allah gives only to special people without any precedence of any action from them. No. In Nahj al-Balagha we read, قَدْ أَخْلَصَ لِلَّهِ فَاسْتَخْلَصَ. They start with purifying their intention and their action for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a response to their endeavor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also purifies them. And that second level is when they become mukhlas. And their description of Allah and everything else is different than others. We will have a break and we come back to this discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the concept of ikhlas in the Holy Quran, to purify one's intention from anything else rather than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said that it's possible that a person has other things. There's a verse that says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. They don't have faith in Allah, except that most of them are mushrik, polytheist. And a person has the question, what does it mean that people have faith and at the same time polytheist? And the Imam says in the interpretation that this is al-shirk al-khafi, the hidden polytheism. What does it mean? It means that a person who prays not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to for other people to see him that he's praying. Or, for example, a person who who gives charity. But he has in his mind, deep in his heart, he has this motivation that also other people see me as a kind person. So this is riya, ostentation, show off. Show off doesn't mean when it is so apparent and so vivid that everybody understands. No, sometimes even the person himself doesn't understand it. It's so much hidden and also subconscious, in the subconscious of the person, that he cannot see it. We have this in the narrations that riya, ostentation and show off, is like a black ant walking on a black stone or black rock, piece of rock, on the pitch dark of the middle of the night without any moon or any light. So how can you distinguish that black ant from that black rock at that darkness? You cannot see the strains of ostentation and riya in your action yourself. But it should not disappoint us. Like, there are people who say, okay, because I have the fear that this might not be true, my, for example, charity, then I refrain from giving charity because it's possible that it is not mukhlas. This act is not purified. And it's possible that there are certain levels of me that I'm not aware of and they are looking for ostentation, show off for this. So I don't do it. So this is another trap of shaitan, to bring people into disappointment, to bring people into refraining from good acts because of the excuse of ikhlas or anything. The best way out of this, as I said and read from Nahj al-Balagha, is that there are certain steps that you have to take and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you in the way. We have to try our best to purify our actions, and at the same time, we should know and we should confess and we should admit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am sure that there are levels of non-sincerity, there are levels of impurification, if the word is correct, in my action, and I'm asking for your help. You help me, and I know that I myself cannot do it fully, but the fact that I tried my best, and I want you to see that I'm trying, and it is impossible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't come to your help. So this is the way out of it. Not to be proud of yourself, now that I have purified my action and now I'm best. No, this is not possible. This is impossible for a person to purify. لَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Have you not seen those people who purify themselves? بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who purify those whom he wants. So this is the way out. To ask, to do something and ask for the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, I hope you join me next episode to talk about other elements of the righteous act according to the verses of the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على